Yeah, it was a long day, but I think we're in a great position. I think the boys battled hard. I'm really pleased for Mitch. Obviously, been quite tough for us early season with the new ball on some tasty pitches, but for us both to get in and have that partnership was great, and for him to pass 10,000 runs is a hell of an achievement. I'm really happy for him.
Did he know?
We were a bit stunned out there. We didn't have a clue what everyone was cheering for, but as soon as we walked in from tea, we sort of knew, and then obviously had a chat inside and congratulated him. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. We should point out it's 10,000 runs for Worcestershire because he got 10,000 first class last year. So he must have been pretty chuffed about that.
Yeah, I think so. He's a man of few words, I suppose, Mitch, isn't he? But yeah, I'm sure he's very happy with that. I'm certainly happy, and I know the guys are.
Bubby was saying that early season and with these balls, they don't half move around a bit. So to get out there on a dryish wicket for you was a bit of a bonus today.
Yeah, it was. I mean, with the new ball, it's always hard work. But once we got past that, I thought it got a lot easier. But then, when the ball got older and older, it got harder and harder to score with straight fields, and they bowled pretty well within the middle period, so it was quite hard to score. But once we got past that new ball, it was easier to get through it, yeah.
Is that what happened when Darryl got out? Because you sort of got a bit becalmed in the middle of that lot.
A little bit. I think he just didn't execute the right shot that he wanted to, or just missed it, so it's unfortunate for him. But I thought he played a fantastic knock today and helped me a hell of a lot.
What situation in the game? So you've got a lead now. What is the cunning plan for tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have more of a chat tonight, I think. But the way it's going, I'd imagine we'll try and kick on early in the morning, put them under pressure with the bat, sorry, and then try and get them in and try and bowl them out for not many and get that win.
Of course, those overs that you lost, that's going to make it difficult now, isn't it, time-wise?
Yeah, that is, but unfortunately, that's cricket and that's England, isn't it? It rains a lot here, but we can't do anything about that. All we can do is control when we are playing, and I think we've done that really well so far throughout the season and especially today.
Hey, all the way down, I mean, everybody's had a knock, really, haven't they, this season? You know, everybody's contributed.
Yeah, I tell you, look at our team now, there's a hell of a balance with the batting lineup. We bat all the way down. I mean, you've got Barney coming in at number 10, sometimes John Hastings at number 10, you've got Shantz at number 11, at number 10 today, but Tungy at number 11, who also can bat. Shantz at number 10, he's got two first-class 100s. I think we just bat all the way down. It's a great strength for us. So if we can keep going in the morning, batters will keep going out and trying to push on and score those runs so we can get them in.